G'day. Welcome back to the Midweek Podcast for our What About series. This is week two in our 2017 series, and on Sunday, Laura spoke about the topic, What About Jesus? What about Jesus in history? Did he really live? What evidence do we have for his life and death and resurrection outside of the Bible? And so Laura spoke about that, kind of responded to that topic on Sunday, and talked about some of the hostile sources, some of the ancient historical sources who have nothing to gain by talking about Jesus. They're not on his side. And so historically, they're considered hostile sources, and even how they back up the existence of Jesus. So really, in history, the existence of a man named Jesus of Nazareth, who claimed to be the Christ, is not in doubt. What is in question for people is what they do with him, and how they interpret what he said and what he did. And obviously, for Christians, they've decided that he is who he said he was, as the Son of God, and have oriented their life around him. It could be helpful to think about it that Jesus is not just a point of interest for Christians in history, but he's a point of reference for us as the person who is the turning point of all history, God come in human flesh. So there are just a couple of questions that we wanted to discuss in this midweek podcast. So, Laura, what evidence do we have for Jesus rising again? So sure, he could have lived as a man, but how do we know that he rose again?
Well, I think for the first evidence is that so many people saw him after he rose again. The Bible talks about that, and there are historical people that write about his resurrection and seeing that he was alive after he died. And also the fact that not only people saw him and testified to that, that we do have writings, like Jeff said, even from hostile sources. And I think the fact that he did rise again and he was who he said he was, that if you make that kind of stuff up, you're not going to be willing to die for a lie. So the fact that so many of the early Christians were so heavily persecuted, and yet they continued to live out their faith and continued to worship Jesus and to say, make a stand for him and say, no, look, Jesus of Nazareth, he, even though you know him as just a man, we believe he is the Son of God, and we're willing to die for that. And that's a huge thing, because people don't die for lies, because death is such a final thing.
Yeah, that's right. People won't die for something that they know is a lie. They will die for what they believe is the truth. So, you know, it can be really complicated in historical sources and hostile sources and all of that, just to have a normal conversation with a family member or a friend about Jesus. So what kind of advice or approaches could you encourage us with when we talk to people who deny that Jesus existed or deny his significance? How can we talk about that with people?
Well, I think, like I said in the message on Sunday, that we can talk to people about, okay, no one in ancient history at the time of all those ancient writings disagreed that he was a man. And like I said, even modern historians that have studied and have PhDs and are very highly intelligent in ancient studies and classics and the New Testament don't disagree that he was a man. So we can just challenge him to really maybe even ask Jesus to reveal himself to them, because it's about how we interpret the data about Jesus, because people have a choice. They can choose to believe, yeah, maybe he was just a man, or they can choose to believe he's the Son of God, who he said he is. So I think challenging people with that choice is really the key, and just really asking Jesus to work in their lives to show them, if they are asking those questions, that through the Holy Spirit, that they can understand that he was so much more than just a man.
That's a good point. Even in conversations with them, if they're really prepared to talk about it and consider it, to say, well, you know, Jesus, not just as a human being in history, but as the Son of God, is alive today, can hear our prayers. And so why not pray with them, you know, or get them to pray or pray for them? You know, Jesus, if you're real, would you reveal yourself and show yourself to them? There are incredible testimonies from all over the world of Jesus doing just that and answering that prayer in all sorts of different ways. So, yeah, that's a great approach. Thanks, Laura. Okay, so coming up this next week, this next weekend, our topic is What About Science? So we're going to get into that, God versus science, faith versus science, and we'll put some resources on the website for this Q&A about Jesus that you can go to for more information and to research more for yourself or pass on to friends, and we'll be on to the next topic next week. Have a great week.